Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, James Smack of Fallon. He is the national committeeman-elect for the Nevada Republican Party, a party that has a lot of turmoil. And on our pundit panel today, we have Washoe DA Dick Gamick, Larry Mathias, and Chip Evans. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Reno Rodeo is a true Nevada experience.
I love designers and jeans.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, starting with Bulls, Bulls, and Nothing But Bulls. As Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of bulldaciousness. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Come on down to the Reno Rodeo.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. The guest today is James Smack of Fallon. He's the national committeeman-elect for the Nevada Republican Party and the current vice chairman of the party, too. Okay, let me start it off. I'll throw you a softball. James, what is exactly what does a national committeeman for Nevada exactly do? Do you raise money? Are you a press liaison? Or?
Well, there's three primary things the national committeeman does for the state of Nevada. To preface that, the national committee has three representatives from Nevada: a national committeeman, the national committeewoman, and the state chairman for the Republican Party. I, as the national committeeman-elect, right now don't have the responsibilities. My responsibilities are still vice chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and I'll continue those responsibilities until I'm out of elect status, which will be after the state the national convention in Tampa. But the national committeeman is responsible for three things. Number one, representing Nevada to the Republican National Committee. I'll go to Republican National Committee meetings. I'll be representing on different committees on the national committee, whether it be budget or finance or what have you, wherever my expertise would lie and wherever they think that I'd be best suited. I would also serve on those committees as well. Second is fundraising. I do need to be able to raise funds for the Nevada Republican Party, and that would be where my focus is. I don't have focuses in any other arena right now. My job is going to be this going forward. And then the third thing is to serve on the executive board for the Nevada Republican Party. I'll be one of 12 members of the executive board, where I'm already at as vice chairman, but it's still it's still an important responsibility, and we'll be having that responsibility for the next 4 years.
Okay, I'm going to get back. I want to come back to the fundraising aspect of this, but first I want to report. Yesterday, the Salt Lake City Tribune reported that former Utah State Representative Carl Wimmer will become the new political director for the Nevada Republican Party. And the paper writes, and I quote, Wimmer's family will continue to live in Harriman in Utah, and he will shuttle back to Utah on weekends. Really, this seems like a recipe for disaster, a guy commuting back from Utah every weekend.
Well, I don't necessarily think so. Now, that the confirmation of that hasn't happened yet, so that's still going to be a couple days off. We're still going to be doing, so there'll probably be some heated discussions in the executive board meeting here in a couple days regarding Mr. Wimmer and his qualifications. A lot of folks on the executive board, including myself, haven't met him yet, so I'm going to keep an open mind about whether I think he's going to be the best political director or whether there's another candidate out there that would be better. The concern that I'm hearing from folks that have emailed me on this is, why are we looking outside the state again? I mean, we looked outside the state for David Gallagher, and David Gallagher was not necessarily a success as the executive director, and now we're looking outside the state again for a political director. I think there's a lot of good candidates right here in the state of Nevada, so that's going to be a question I'm certainly going to be bringing up.
Okay, now, of course, there seems to be a little dysfunction between the Mitt Romney campaign and the state Republican Party. It seems like...
Really, I haven't seen it.
It seems like Team Romney has pushed the state party to the side and just get out of the way, and we're going to handle this campaign for president. Is that the way you see it? Is the state party irrelevant now in political in presidential politics?
Actually, not. Team Nevada is actually utilizing the Nevada Republican Party to move their funds through. They're going to be using us for our postage, the postage discount that we have as a nonprofit political party. There's like 50 of those out there, and the state parties in each state hold those nonprofit postage designations. So the RNC was concerned about some of the recent events, but Chairman McDonald spoke with Reince Priebus and other members of the RNC, and it seems like those concerns, at least for the short term, have been satisfied because they transferred money through the state party as of Friday.
Okay, now, the concerns with Team Romney, with the Nevada Republican Party, if I understand this correctly, is the support for Ron Paul in the Nevada Republican Party, and really the arguing over minutiae that took place at the state convention. Mm-hmm. Can you address that?
Well, there was some concerns that came after the state convention about how the leadership of the Republican Party, how well we're going to be able to react to this. And the thing that we've assured the RNC is that there may be a number of us that like Ron Paul, like the Ron Paul message, but at the end of the day, our concern is getting Republicans elected in the state of Nevada. Whether that Republican be the nominee Mitt Romney, or whether that Republican be Greg Brower, or whomever, Dean Heller, those are the folks that are, if they're leading the ticket after the primaries and after the convention, they are going to be the ones that have our support. And I'm comfortable to say that any member that's on the executive board of the Nevada Republican Party feels the same way.
Okay, one more question before
Sure.
we have the break. Now, you defeated former Governor Robert List in the race for national committeeman at the state convention. It was a huge upset, many people thought. And people were concerned because Governor List was a really good fundraiser, especially knowing the wealthier people from Las Vegas.
Sure.
People are concerned that you don't have the same moxie, especially with the wealthy Las Vegans. How do you react to that, James?
My reaction to that is Governor List is a fantastic fundraiser. He does a great job raising money for individual candidates. He did a fantastic job raising money for Sharon Angle. The question and the reason why I ran against him is he has not done an awful lot of fundraising for the Nevada Republican Party itself. He has a lot of irons and a lot of fires. I encourage Governor List to continue fundraising for Senate candidates. I encourage Governor List to continue fundraising for assembly candidates. I'm willing to help him any way that I can as far as that goes. But as far as focus on the Nevada Republican Party, since his focus has been in so many other different directions, my focus is going to be on the Nevada Republican Party, and I still believe that I can raise money better for the Nevada Republican Party, given that's going to be my singular focus.
Okay, James, that was a good answer. We'll be right back with more of James Smack, and we're going to be asking about the Ron Paul movement in Nevada after these few words on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is James Smack of Fallon. He is the national committeeman-elect for the Nevada Republican Party and the current vice chairman of the state party. Now, James, you've told me in the past that you are a Ron Paul supporter, but you would support whomever the GOP nominates as the presidential candidate.
Absolutely.
Okay. What seemingly concerns some Republicans is the worry that Ron Paul supporters, who are delegates to the national convention in Nevada and in other states, won't follow through and vote for Mitt Romney as they should on the first ballot as part of the binding caucus format. Now, the Nevada director of Ron Paul's campaign said that, Carl Bunt said that he would hope that these Ron Paul delegates would indeed vote the way they're supposed to, but he added that once they get to the national convention in Tampa, he has no control over them. And so it leaves the door open and worries some Republicans that the Ron Paul supporters who were elected as delegates to the national convention won't vote for Mitt Romney on the first ballot and, you know, send the whole convention into chaos. Your comment on that?
Well, the delegates that I've spoken to, and a number of these delegates are my friends, their fellow Ron Paul supporters. They told me that they plan on following the convention, the Nevada Republican Party caucus rules, and voting for whoever they're bound for on the first ballot. So I will take them at their word, and I am comfortable that they will do the job that they were elected for. I think the concern is they want to have participation in platform, they want to have participation in rules, and they want to be involved in the process. And the whole idea of getting to the national convention was to make sure that their thought behind that was to make sure that they have certainly some of the Ron Paul message included within the platform for the National Republican Party going forward. So that's where I think a lot of their concerns are, is that they want to make sure that we have the right message coming from Nevada and Nevada Republicans.
What about Ron Paul delegates, Ron Paul supporters who have been elected delegates at other states? Do you feel that they will fall in line? And also, it seems like the more attention given to Ron Paul at the national convention will hurt Mitt Romney, because this really needs to be a love-in for the nominee going forward into the general election.
Well, I'll disagree with that. Let's go back to 1992, and there was some contention from Reverend Jesse Jackson and the Bill Clinton convention, and I think at the end of the day, the party ended up uniting, and we all know what the result was 4 years of Bill Clinton as president of the United States. I don't think that necessarily having a little drama at the convention is a bad thing. It might actually attract more people to watch what's going on in the Republican Party and pique a little bit more interest if they hear someone like Ron Paul giving a convention address in prime time, or if they hear or they have somebody like Mitt Romney or Ron Paul standing together and saying, we're going to work together to defeat Barack Obama. Things like that could happen will make for good good television and will also make for, I believe, finding more people to vote for Republican this fall.
Okay, is there any angling by the Ron Paul supporters, the army that he has nationwide, to make Congressman Paul the vice presidential candidate on the GOP ticket?
I don't see any of that angling going on. The name that I've heard surface more often is his son, Senator Rand Paul out of Kentucky, as a possible vice presidential candidate. But I've heard so many names surface out of for vice presidential candidates, I can't even keep up with them all anymore. So it's going to be interesting between now and August to see what happens. I think that there'll be votes for Ron Paul coming from the convention floor. Other states don't have the same binding rules that Nevada does, but our binding rules still state that eight votes are going to go to Ron Paul no matter what in Nevada. So if we vote the binding rules, unless Ron Paul has dropped out of the race entirely, and I don't see that happening between now and the national convention, there'll be eight votes on the convention floor for Ron Paul and 20 for Mitt Romney from the state of Nevada. There'll be a number of other states that may go differently that don't have the binding rules that Nevada does.
Mm-hmm.
States like Maine, Minnesota, Alaska, I'm not sure what their binding rules are, so they may very well all be voting for Ron Paul for all intents and purposes. I still think, though, that it's certainly Mitt Romney's nomination to lose. If he doesn't win this on the first ballot, shame on his campaign.
All right. Let me get back to state politics, because at the state GOP convention, I saw a big rift between Ron Paul supporters and maybe traditional Republicans. Some might call them the country club Republicans.
Sure.
Has this rift, has it been mended?
I don't know if it's been entirely mended, but we're certainly working to reach out. The executive board for the Nevada Republican Party is working to reach out. I've gone to speak to different groups since the convention. I've heard a lot of anger. I fielded a lot of questions. I provided an awful lot of apologies. I apologized myself at the convention itself for some of the time-consuming things that happened, because I'd been promising a smooth-running convention throughout the state going into the convention. And I felt bad. I had to go back on my word. I was the acting chairman of the Nevada Republican Party up until 2 weeks before the convention. The committee chairs and all the planning for the convention, a lot of that's on me. So I'm going to take my share of the responsibility there. And I want to reach out to the people that feel like they've been slighted and say, listen, we still need your help. We still need to all be Republicans this fall. We need to all get behind our primary winners and get behind our nominee. And the most important thing we need to remember is that the community organizer in chief needs to be out of the White House January 2013. We need to keep our eye on that ball.
Okay, James, don't feel too bad about the way the convention ran, because I know that the media covering it, we all got paid a lot of overtimes for it. So there was a positive for it.
That's all right.
We'll be right back with our pundit panel right after these few messages as we continue on with this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm Mike, owner of Washburn Carpets. Nothing changes the atmosphere of your home like new carpet, the kind you enjoy sinking into. I buy the highest quality carpets available, then offer to you at the lowest possible price with no add-on pricing. Choose from hundreds of the latest styles and colors from the top manufacturers, Mohawk and Shaw, using the finest stain-resistant yarns, plushes, shags, cut Berbers, and more. We also offer the best padding available and the best installers in town. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And at it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Wow.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. It's time for our all-star pundit panel. Let me introduce the folks around the table. Number one, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney. Larry Mathias, the Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And last but not least, Chip Evans, the former chair of the Washoe Democratic Party. Welcome to you all. Chip, I want to start with you. We had a story this morning in the Reno Gazette Journal that showed that in Washoe County voter registration, the Republicans had quite a big lead over the Democrats as we head into this presidential campaign season. 3,600 more Republicans are registered in Washoe than there are Democrats. I mean, what are you concerned about this at all?
Well, sure. Yes. I don't think it's a sign of pending failure in the November election, because things will rev up quite a bit at the end of the summer, and certainly when the students return. So I'm not too worried about it, but I'd rather be ahead if I had a choice. So.
Okay. Now, Dick, you know, in this story, it was pointed out that in 2008, when Obama won Nevada, at this point in time, at the end of May, beginning of June, the Republicans had a 6,000 vote lead over the Republicans, or the Democrats had a 6,000 lead. Excuse me, the Republicans had a 6,000 vote lead over the Democrats in May of 2008. In November of 2008, that became a 1,300 vote lead for the Democrats. Do you see the Democrats putting on a full court press to get those voter registration numbers up?
They may put on a full court press, and one thing I have definitely learned is never to underrate Senator Reid, and I think he will definitely be behind some effort in that direction. However, I think a lot of the Democrats today are disillusioned with their president, and I would be surprised if they go out and register and do the big push again. In 2008, he had a hell of a campaign. I got to give the man credit for that, but. And a lot of people were enamored with him, but I think so many things have happened since then that I hear more and more that people are disillusioned with him, and I don't expect to see that again.
Larry, what's your take on these registration numbers and the ability for the Democrats to register enough people to reelect President Obama?
Well, I think in 2008, the energy was certainly in the Democratic Party. It wasn't necessarily originally for Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. It was that there was a contest between Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. and Barack Obama. Young people were energized. Women were energized. There was a whole lot of people that registered for a one-time vote. And we know that because of the purging that's been going on, especially this year. There's really been a dramatic reduction of those folks. The Republicans haven't had a real energized campaign for a while now. And I think that the question is, where will the energy be when we get to November? There's more dissatisfaction, it seems to me, within each party about than we've seen in a while, and that's not surprising. Both parties have sort of played out a string of policy decisions and elections that have left some of their supporters questioning whether or not they're going in the right direction. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, I think it's important. Campaigns have rhythms to them, and sometimes you control them and sometimes you don't. You know, certainly all the discussion has been about the Republicans. They've been coming through their whole primary process, and people are finding reasons to get upset or discouraged or excited or feeling like they need to put a stamp in the ground. And the Democratic side has been relatively mild in that way. I think the whole flavor changes again when it becomes clearly Mitt Romney's now out there pitching for the Republicans, and you've got the campaigner-in-chief, Barack Obama, out there. And I think that's when the energy changes, and I think, you know, there's a good chance that the Democratic advantage in Washoe County will reemerge, particularly if you add to that how strong and how well-organized the Obama campaign is on the ground here in Nevada. OFA is very strong, and it's not necessarily Senator Reid this time around, although I'm sure he'll contribute in every way he can. But the national organization just has a very strong organization here, and when the time comes to make it all happen, then the enthusiasm, you know, the choice becomes clear. It's a choice now whether to get involved and watch things happen along the way, or it's time to put some feet on the ground. That's when the Democratic Party will get re-energized.
I think for a lot of people, it's going to be the choice not to go out and vote. I think there's going to be a real drop off. I think you saw it. It's hard to win a re-election, especially when you have to manufacture good news.
But the contrast is going to be so stark.
Dick, wait, you jump in on here.
The most exciting election this year is Reno City Council. That's a fact of life. I don't know what's going to happen nationally, and I didn't mean to even suggest.
You're just like combat zones.
I didn't even suggest that Senator Reid would be coming out behind Barack Obama. He comes out behind the Democratic Party very strongly and likes to have Democrat candidates get elected, whether it be on the council, the legislature, or nationally. So I expect that he'll be pushing the Democrats pretty hard again this year to come out, but I don't know if they're going to. I think a lot of them are pretty disillusioned, as I said a few minutes ago, about what has happened in this country. We got unemployment statistics. Unemployment's going down, down, down. No, it's not. The number of people on unemployment's going down, down, down. They don't have jobs. But finally, I saw in the paper this morning where they said this great recovery isn't really happening. There's a lot of things going on right now that's going to start hitting people real hard, and they're going to be thinking about that when they go to the polls. What's the biggest concern for people when they get ready to vote? Price of gas. That's immediate. They go pay those prices at the pump. They go to the store and they pay those prices for the food and the other things that are happening. So there's going to be some things that are going to bring people out. I just don't think the Democratic Party is going to come out like it did in 2008.
Okay, that's where we got to stop it. And, you know, people are going to have to gas up to get to the polls in the first place, right? So, okay, we'll be back right after these few messages to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
You've done your time. Now it's your time to be well taken care of at Carson Plaza for all-inclusive independent retirement living. Now for a limited time, Carson Plaza offers any new resident up to $1,800 in moving assistance plus a 42-inch flat-screen TV. Call now for a free tour and complimentary lunch appointment at 721-8576. 721-8576. Carson Plaza is also offering a $750 referral fee for any new resident referral. Carson Plaza in Carson City.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
Hey, thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. On our next broadcast, we'll have David McGrath Schwartz. He's a political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. See you later.